What's going on, guys? It's Travis again with the first episode of a series that I have created called Un-F Your Diet. So in this series, we're going to tailor your specific diet for you. I'm going to give you guys some information that you can use to set up your calories, your macronutrient targets, and educate you on how to actually create an efficient nutrition plan for your fat loss phase. A little bit of a disclaimer, I'm not a certified dietitian or licensed dietitian, so this is only for entertainment purposes, but this is just from personal experience and what I've learned through looking at different studies, things of that nature. But without further ado, the first episode, we're gonna be talking about how to actually calculate your calories and plan out your actual fat loss phase. So the first step and the most important step to lead to the rest of them is going to be finding out how much total weight you want to lose. And this can be figured out whether it's just total net pounds, you have a certain pound goal that you want to be at, or body fat percentage, which is going to be a little bit harder to figure out. You're going to have to calculate your lean body mass and then see how much fat mass you need to get off to become that certain body fat percentage. So we'll go with the easier route today, and then we'll have some further information on how to calculate your body fat through my blog at scientifictrainer.com. But for the purpose of this video and to keep it simple, let's go with total body weight. So let's say that you want to lose 20 pounds. So 20 pounds is the goal, and let's say you're at 220 pounds. Or actually, just for easy math, let's just do 200 pounds. So the next step is going to be, we got to figure out what rate of fat loss per week is healthy, and how long it's actually going to take us to get to our goal. So what I recommend is staying around 1% of your body weight per week in fat loss. Anything over that, it could be quite a bit of a deficit, calorie deficit, and that can end up kind of being a lot harder to sustain. And also you have more likelihood of burning more muscle mass during your cut if you're going into that 1.5-2% body fat range per week of fat loss. So 1% seems to be mostly the highest success rate. So that would take us 10 weeks, if we're trying to lose 20 pounds, to get there at 1% body weight per week. So that's 2 pounds a week. And now, this is the most important, is that 2 pounds a week, we have to figure out how many calories per week in a deficit we have to be in. So 2 pounds a week, there's 3,500 calories in 1 pound of fat. So we take that and we divide 3,500 by 7, which is going to be 500 calories a day in a deficit, but that's for 1 pound a week. So for 2 pounds, we're going to double that. So it's going to be 1,000 calorie deficit a week, or excuse me, per day. So now that we know what our calorie deficit is per day, we're going to have to figure out what our total daily energy expenditure, which is TDEE, is based off our activity level, based off of, you know, everything into account, like your age, your height, male, female, all of those things, your weight, body fat percentage. And the best way to do that, it's a very complex equation. So to reduce error, I would go to tdeecalculator.net and type in the information it asks for. It'll spit out what your calories per day is, and that's gonna be called your maintenance calories. So as long as, if these are the parameters, as long as you're in a 1,000 calorie deficit a day, you'll lose 1% body weight, you'll lose 2 pounds per week, and in 10 weeks, you'll lose 20 pounds. So hopefully that helped give you guys some insight on that. And in the blog, I'll actually have it more broken down more neatly so that you can do it step by step and have a better visual representation of this. So if you are looking to incorporate this personally, go over to scientifictrainer.com and look in the blog section, and you'll be able to see that. It'll be the most recent one up. So this is season 1, episode 1 of how to un-F your diet.